BBC News of Fiona MacDonald. A video has been released on the internet purporting to show the beheading of the US journalist Stephen Sotloff by Islamic State militants. The video shows a masked figure with a knife standing over Mr. Sotloff, who was abducted in Syria last year. The jihadist also issued a threat against a British hostage and warned governments to end their alliance against IS. Barbara Plett-Usher reports from Washington.
U.S. officials said if the video was genuine, they would be sickened and appalled by this brutal act taking another innocent American life. Islamic State had warned it would kill a second U.S. journalist if Washington refused to stop airstrikes against its fighters in Iraq. The video apparently highlights the failure of intense U.S. efforts to free a number of American hostages still held by the extremists. None of the countries to which Washington has appealed for help seem to have any influence on the group. It would also increase pressure on President Obama to go after the militants at their base in Syria, which he's been reluctant to do.
The United States Department of Defense has said it had targeted the leader of the Somali Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab in an airstrike. A spokesman, Rear Admiral John Kirby, said it was unclear whether Ahmed Abdi Ghodani was killed in the attack, though he said the targets had been hit.
Yesterday, at approximately 11:20 Eastern Time, working from actionable intelligence, U.S. Special Operations Forces, using manned and unmanned aircraft, destroyed an encampment and a vehicle using several Hellfire missiles and laser-guided munitions. This operation was a direct strike against the Al-Shabaab network. We are still assessing the results of the operation, and we will provide additional information when and if appropriate.
Members of Al-Shabaab have confirmed Ghodani was in one of the cars that were struck on Monday night. The head of the international medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières has told the United Nations the battle against the Ebola outbreak in West Africa is being lost. Joanne Liu said world leaders were failing to address the worst Ebola epidemic in history and said so few medical staff were available that some treatment centres were now places where patients went to die. The UN's coordinator for the response to the crisis, David Nabarro, said the world needed to do more.
All we can do is to use every single capacity that we can find to get the necessary scale-up and surge of the right responses so that this outbreak is brought back under control.
The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is to meet Palestinian negotiators on Wednesday to discuss the ceasefire in Gaza. Chief negotiator Saeb Erekat is also due to call for a timetable to end Israel's occupation of the West Bank. Meanwhile, Washington has restated its appeal to Israel to withdraw plans to appropriate Palestinian land in the West Bank. BBC News. There's been heavy shelling around the airport in Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Civilians have been fleeing the area, but Ukrainian forces say they remain in control of the facility. Pro-Russian rebels have made gains in eastern Ukraine over the past week. Richard Galpin has the details.
Further fighting today around the airport near Donetsk city. The rebels, buoyed by a series of victories in recent days, now have this key airport in their sights. It's been an important base for Ukrainian troops for several months, but now it's believed those still there are increasingly isolated. The army has already pulled back from several other positions around the city. The rebels are now poised to regain much of the territory they'd lost recently to the Ukrainian army.
The White House says NATO will discuss significantly increasing its readiness in Eastern Europe as a result of the crisis in Ukraine. The plans will be debated at this week's Alliance Summit and are said to involve training, exercises and other needs of Eastern member states. Moscow said earlier it was beefing up its military strategy because of NATO plans to deploy a rapid reaction force in the countries. Rescue teams in Nicaragua have suspended their efforts to locate seven gold miners trapped in a landslide 5 days ago. The Nicaraguan government says the landslide had made it unsafe for the work to proceed. 22 men have been rescued with minor injuries since the accident on Thursday. An investigation by computer giant Apple into the hacking of private nude photos of celebrities has revealed that some accounts were compromised in what the company calls a targeted attack. Apple said they had found no sign of a breach in its iCloud storage system. It had rather discovered that usernames, passwords and security questions had been targeted by hackers. BBC News.